Hello again, you're listening to Morning Ireland on Tuesday, October the 27th with Rachel English and Audrey Carville. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Post-mortem examinations on the bodies of a father and his two adult sons who died in an apparent murder-suicide on a farm in County Cork are due to get underway this morning at Cork University Hospital. The bodies of 59-year-old Tadhg O'Sullivan and his sons 26-year-old Mark and 23-year-old Dermot were found with gunshot wounds on the family farm near Kanturk. From Cork, Jenny O'Sullivan reports.
The bodies of the three men were taken by hearse to Cork University Hospital last evening, where post-mortem examinations will get underway later this morning, as investigating Gardaí try to unravel the sequence of events which led to the fatal shootings. Members of the emergency response unit found the body of 26-year-old Mark O'Sullivan with gunshot wounds in a bedroom of the farmhouse at Asselis near Kanturk at lunchtime yesterday. A short time later, the bodies of his younger brother, 23-year-old Dermot, and his father, 59-year-old Tadhg, were found half a kilometre away in a field. They'd also sustained fatal gunshot wounds. One line of inquiry being followed by Gardaí is that the shootings may have arisen from a dispute over land. They've renewed their appeal for witnesses who may have seen or heard anything in the area beforehand to contact them. Meanwhile, the Garda Technical Bureau are due to resume their forensic examination at the farm later this morning. Jenny O'Sullivan, RTE News, Cork.
Some 14,000 places in higher education are to be made available without fees or with reduced fees to help support workers affected by COVID-19. The Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, is to announce funding of €30 million to support part-time or postgraduate places. Mary Regan of our political staff.
In July, the government announced a job stimulus package, and part of the focus was upskilling workers most affected by restrictions to contain COVID-19. Today, the Minister for Higher Education will announce a funding package to ease the financial burden of those seeking training or education. It will fund the fees of up to 12,000 places on modular courses. These are short and focused and can be done remotely or part-time to allow people to gain skills without taking time out of the labour market. There will also be funding for 2,500 postgraduate places. These will be available on 200 courses across 23 colleges and higher education institutions, covering a range of skills including sciences, engineering, ICT, health and tourism and hospitality. The funding will be open to those returning to the workforce, already in employment or recent graduates. Those in receipt of social welfare payments, including PUP, will be eligible to undertake courses free of charge.
The Chief Medical Officer has urged people to comply with the public health advice around self-isolating and restricting movements. Dr. Tony Houlihan said people who contract COVID-19 and those who are close contacts must act fully in accordance with the advice. Laura Hogan reports.
The 14-day incidence rate of COVID-19 in Ireland is now almost 310 cases per 100,000 of the population. It reached this point after a further 939 cases of the virus were confirmed yesterday. This compares with the lowest 14-day rate of 2.9 on the 3rd of July. Two-thirds of the new cases were among people aged under 45. The cases are spread across all 26 counties, with the highest number, 262, in Dublin. Cavan remains the county with the highest 14-day rate at 967 cases per 100,000 of the population. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, has urged cases and contacts to fully comply with the advice around self-isolating and restricting their movements.
US President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, has been confirmed by the US Senate. The vote was immediately followed by a swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Donald Trump nominated conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Democrats opposed the move, claiming the position should not be filled until after the election. Last night, one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, sided with Democrats and voted against the confirmation, but it wasn't enough to block the appointment, and Judge Coney Barrett was confirmed by 52 votes to 48. It was immediately followed by a swearing-in ceremony at the White House, where Donald Trump said it was a momentous day for America, the Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law. This is a victory that President Trump will relish, with just 1 week to go to Election Day. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Mostly cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain moving northeast, followed by sunny spells and scattered showers countrywide by this afternoon. Some of the showers will be heavy, with a risk of hail and isolated thunderstorms, especially in the west this evening. Highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees in moderate to fresh and gusty southwest winds.